This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Colorado may start giving away money to encourage more people to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Governor Polis hinted at a new initiative on Twitter, but didn't go into details. Demand for the vaccine has slowed recently, and to drive up vaccination rates, community leaders are trying to add incentives. For example, Mesa County has announced it'll award monetary prizes. Ohio, New York, and Maryland are also incentivizing vaccinations in similar ways. State officials didn't provide more details about the program when CPR asked for specifics. CDOT's inner-city bus service busting will soon be back to nearly full strength. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Starting Monday, CDOT is adding more daily trips on its lines up and down Interstate 25 and west on Interstate 70 between Denver and Grand Junction. CDOT says service will then return to almost pre-pandemic levels. The buses will be operating at full capacity, no social distancing necessary. Face masks will still be required, though, per federal mandate. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Multiple tornadoes were reported across the state yesterday, and according to KCNC, the Eastern Plains saw reports of twisters, including funnel clouds in Crowley and Lincoln counties in southeastern Colorado. Colorado Storm Chasers reported a tornado north of Last Chance in Washington County, and warnings were issued elsewhere. Today could be another severe weather day for the Eastern Plains, with thunderstorms, strong winds, and hail possible. You're listening to CPR News.